How about sorafenib?
Sorafenib is an easier drug to give, probably. Fewer side effects, fewer issues involved with it. Its main two side effects are skin toxicity and diarrhea, occurring in about 30 and 40% of patients. The diarrhea is not a problem. You can control that with Lomotil or loperamide. It's a simple toxicity. The skin toxicity is generally what has required dose reduction. It's hand-foot syndrome, like the fluoropyrimidines, and these people develop some redness, tenderness, and that occurs in about a third of them. I think dose modification, probably in a third to more because of hand-foot syndrome. And in the study that was presented by Dr. Escudier at this meeting, in which he presented toxicity data in untreated patients, 50% had hand-foot symptoms, meaning grade 2 or greater. It is an issue, and it's one that we've trained the nurses to look for. We train the patients to look for it. Tell them that if you're developing any symptoms, pain, tenderness, redness, anything, let someone know, because that may be the first signal to hold the drug, to decrease the drug. Because if you don't, grade 3 or 4 hand foot is pretty unpleasant for them. They have to make a call and let somebody know that indeed they're having this. So that's the main symptom. There are other metabolic problems that have been seen, hypophosphatemia, low phosphate, cause unknown. Now, maybe similar to what was reported with Gleevec in the New England Journal just about a month ago, where you're seeing some disorders of calcium metabolism develop with long-term use and also bone demineralization. In the setting of metastatic cancer, it may not be all that relevant to worry about, but if you're going to be giving these drugs long-term, if you're giving them in the adjuvant setting for a year or two or three, then you really have to start to think about what the other toxicities are at this point in time.
What about other skin toxicities of sorafenib beyond hand foot?
Well, they can have rash, but the rash is usually mild. It's usually a little scaling, a little redness. There are some small percent of patients who develop an urticaria-like eruption that is pruritic, that looks for all the world like an allergic reaction. And in those patients, it's not clear what the cause is. We've obviously held sorafenib in those patients and given them steroids, but when rechallenged with sorafenib, they do fine. So I'm not sure what the side effect is from exactly.